Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is Monday, and of course that means that we hook up with Laura Kennard from Drake University, as well as DM Biz Mixer, to talk about all things internets and some networking opportunities for business here in the greater Des Moines metro, as well as social media. Laura, good to have you here. We are, by the way, broadcasting from
the Iowa Tap Room.
Yeah, why not? You know, this is just such a cool thing to do. Mm-hmm. Just go from place to place and do this. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're at the Iowa Tap Room, which is in the East Village area of Des Moines, Iowa. So
hard to, this area, it's funny to see what it's become because it was such just a rundown, you know, and just with a little bit of vision, we see old buildings turning into these like cool venues.
Yeah. Very I had a friend that had a business just off of Court Avenue down here. It was a an upholstery business for cars. And he had this goes back years and years ago. And you know, it's no longer there. He sold the business, but he would tell me he had upholstery in there, you know, vinyl and things like that for like 1963 Comets or, you know, or...
anything that would...
Mustangs and,
Wow.
All kinds of stuff.
But no, it has quite a history, and I think that we have to keep creating gathering places like this, though, because we were talking earlier about how people are... I mean, it's wonderful because you see people sitting here having lunch, talking, meeting face-to-face, and yet more and more in this world, people are not doing that.
You know, and what brought that up, ladies and gentlemen, is we were talking just a little bit ago. We have a mutual friend that just left the restaurant business, and one of the main concerns that he had was that people would leave lousy recommendations on Yelp or whatever, and but never talk to the owner, who was always there, or the chef, or the maitre d', or anyone.
And tell them that they had a problem.
And tell them that they had a problem, which could have been fixed immediately.
Right.
And so it seems, though, that, you know, sometimes social media, although it's called social media, has inhibited our ability to sometimes
speak. Made us a little antisocial.
Face to face.
Yeah, I think, his post was really, like, obviously amongst many other reasons, but he did speak about the fact that it really had kind of lost some of his love for the business because he... just didn't have people that would just communicate their concerns and allow him to fix it. Now,
and to be fair, and I know I know Michael very well. To be fair about all this, he really does go out of his way to please people.
Yeah,
and he's European, and he just he's also Austrian, which is a little bit different. But he really does go out of his way to help people, and he could not understand. Especially Americans who simply won't deal with conflict.
Yeah, just very, I think, and you know, and I'm around a lot of young people, and there is this fear of being confrontational. And the thing is, you can address something without feeling confrontational. And I
Absolutely.
Think that people have lost the art form of just being able to communicate and say, hey, this is the issue that I'm having, and you don't have to be mean, it doesn't have to be icky, but there needs to be an openness to the dialogue. And whether that's because they've gotten like feedback back that they don't feel open, so it's just safer for them, but we have to be able to get people to, I don't think it's just a one-way street with these young people. They've obviously gotten some kind of feedback that says it's not safe to do that.
And you know, when we talk about communication and loneliness and those kinds of things, our friends at Tarot International have made a career out of teaching people how to better communicate.
Yeah.
How to listen and how to interact. And I think they're going to have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah, and you know, and I you know, kind of piggybacking onto that whole thing, which is funny because it's all kind of related, is you know, hearing about in this ultra-connected world how many people are actually just starving for real interaction, and they are very lonely, and loneliness is actually creating health issues that are... the report I heard this morning on CBS was from a study that says that it's actually affecting people's health more than cigarette smoking.
Wow.
Just this idea of loneliness. And it's funny to feel so lonely in a world that is
Supposedly so connected, right?
And so we have to, I think, balance all this technology with real deep human interaction,
right,
even if it's just three or four core people that you have a real meaningful relationship with. But also we have to be proactive about reaching out to people, getting out in real life, just speaking. Like, you know, why do we now only text when you could call someone on the phone? Why do we, you know, like, it's just a strange, it's a strange time for human behavior.
So. Yeah, well, it really is. And I, you know, we all the time schedule guests for the Business News Hour. And it's, you know, sometimes it's really difficult because you say, okay, we'd like to and you do this. And well, give me a couple of dates, it'll work. This is all by email. It's okay. Why don't we just have the phone conversation and we can get those all wrapped up? I don't have to give you three or four things. We can look on calendars immediately, get it
instead
done.
Instead of all this back and forth. And yeah, no. And it's, I agree. And it is, it's pretty alarming. And we're only looking at becoming more and more connected. And I'm a big proponent of technology. But I think, again, you have to be intentional then about the human element in all this stuff.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right. We've got, so yeah, we beat that horse to death.
Yeah, we did.
Communicate,
yeah.
Communicate, communicate.
That's
social
right.
media is sometimes not very social.
Right.
Which is, yeah, it's just, oh, well.
But, yeah.
But also being aware and actually going out, I think, and practicing the art of communication and how, if you go to a restaurant, talk to the people that are there. If you have a, and I know Michael didn't have that many negative experiences, but one or two just blows him up. You know,
yeah,
he just
well,
gets
it's,
all excited.
It's enough to kind of like. You just feel unappreciated, and you know, we're talking about chatbots and artificial intelligence and all this stuff that's coming down the pipe. But then, at what point do you get connected with real people?
Yeah.
You know, so we just
being connected with real people. Let's take a look and see what's going on in the metro with regard to networking,
like in real life stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Laura, what do you got on the calendar? What's going on in the business world of networking and business education? I imagine we're getting kind of slim because we're getting into the holidays.
We are. You know, what I see some things happening are a little bit more on the side of end of year, thank you, give back type parties for businesses.
Sure.
Seeing a little bit more of like some charitable fundraising, maybe last minute retail shopping, kind of buy local type. That's kind of what's going on. But we have a few things. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff teed up for like right after
the new year. Is.
Iowa Center for Economic Success is doing this is tomorrow night. So a couple things tomorrow night,
Tuesday night,
5 to 6 o'clock, Live Intentionally, How to Make This Year Your Best Year Yet. So, I think also people are thinking about their New Year's resolutions, and this is kind of the business side of New Year's resolutions and really just thinking about work-life balance and living more intentionally. And so that's going to go on from 5 to 6 at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And then from also, so you have to pick, 5:30 to 7:30, they're doing a founder fireside with Ryan, I think it's called, pronounced Gerhardy, Ryan Gerhardy. Anyway, he's with Pitchly. So Pitchly is a startup. They're going to be talking about how he got that business started at the West Des Moines Incubator. So they do that monthly, this founder fireside. And Pitchly's actually been getting a little bit of steam behind them. So they actually help people that are... So say that you're a service provider and you're trying to do some kind of a pitch for a job or some like bid, you know, maybe an RFP response, maybe any of those things. And so they kind of help you have a place where you can kind of store all those assets and build on previous pitches you've done and just make it really easy to do pitches.
Got
so
it.
That's kind of what they do. And yeah, they've been getting some press lately. They're doing a good job with that startup. So that's Tuesday, and that's at the West Des Moines Incubator, Gravitate, of course, in the Gravitate location. So then we also have the, well, yeah, getting past the, again, ugly sweater parties, etc. On Thursday, we have from 6:30 to 8:30 at Peacetree. So we were actually trying to find Peacetree today. It's right across from Curate, yes. Right. One of our many breweries. I was just saying how many breweries is too much, but apparently Denver is like the capital of breweries, so we're not even close.
Yeah.
So anyway, but there's a group that meets that's really interesting. It's called Green Drinks, DSM. So basically, they are a group who is really championing this idea of sustainability and green in our community, and they do kind of a monthly, kind of like startup drinks, but it's green drinks.
Green drinks.
And they are meeting at Peacetree, and they're doing campus sustainability and a dry ice startup are going to be kind of talking. So that's a pretty big group. I know some local architects are involved in that. Also, Adam Hamm is really into green sustainability. He's written a book on it. So he's usually there as well. So if you're just kind of interested in this topic of how do we make a more sustainable future? That's the group that you might want to connect with. So then we're getting really close to the end of the year. Mainframe Studios is having what they call their last call, Open Studios. Basically, that means run there and buy your last-minute creative art-type gifts for the season. So they're going to have Open Studios. You can buy some art and get your Christmas shopping done. Last call. And that's going to be all day long, Saturday, December 22nd. So this weekend coming up, you could do all your shopping there. Then that really takes us to kind of after the Christmas holiday, I should say. And then it's going to get us right over the new year, because right after the new year, Thursday, January 3rd, so just thinking ahead, 2019 Book of Lists unveiling. This is in the atrium every year at Capitol Square. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to get hot off the presses, the list of the Book of Lists that has all of the businesses in Des Moines, and that's a valuable resource, show up for the unveiling, because you'll get your free copy there.
Yeah.
You'll have that really early. So it's always a nice event, a little bit like some of those other magazine unveilings, but this is just a one-time-a-year thing. They have the Book of Lists out. Business Record does that. So then we also have the Ultimate Health and Fitness Expo is going to, that's kind of the first expo I've seen in the new year that'll be at the Jacobson Exhibit Center.
That's at the State Fair.
At the State Fair, right. Yes. So that's the first kind of like expo thing in the new year that I've seen. And then we also have January 8th. So that expo is coming up on Sunday, January 6th. And then January 8th, we have West Des Moines Incubator, Valley Junction, The Art of Hiring. And that is in the afternoon. And that night, they have the DSM Magazine, January, February unveiling. So welcome to 2019.
Wow.
That's just a few of the things that are
stuff that's going
up.
On. Yeah. Also on the 8th, I should put in just for the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce, the Waukee Chamber of Commerce, and the Clive Chamber of Commerce, and the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce is having a legislative breakfast in Windsor Heights at the new Sherwood Forest Events Center at 7400.
That's right. There's a new event center
there. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. 7400 Hickman. And so tickets are available online if you go to WindsorHeightsChamber.com.
Speaking of all these event spaces that are popping up everywhere, and yet at the same time, it seems like people are always still looking for spaces. And it occurs to me there's some major technology things out there that'll put all your event spaces in one place, but kind of very dependent on someone taking the time to do that.
Right.
And so I have decided that for the new year, I'm going to try to evolve the BizMixer site and start including places where people can assemble and different venues around town, because there's a lot of them that people aren't aware of. So we're going to try to start putting that up there, including my new one, but we'll talk about that some other time.
All right. Her name is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about DM BizMixer. She's from Drake University and working with people all over. Central Iowa on social media issues. That wraps it up for today. We got to get out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business NewsHour, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business NewsHour by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And by the way, our thanks to our friends, our newest friends at the Iowa Tap Room, for allowing us to do this broadcast from here.
That's right.
Do appreciate that. All right, for all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Goodbye.
All right.